Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
$1 trillion float from L.A. to Miami, Minnesota to Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, Texas, the $1 trillion float.
Oh, in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Wake up all builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, say it for
need some help, y'all.
I'll change the world, what it used to be.
Can't do it alone,
can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah,
need some help, yeah.
Victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
Victory. you know, they try to say that our traditional gospel music is about to be a thing of the past. But you know what I tell them? I said, if you get in trouble, you're going to have to go back to the same old music. If you walk in the doctor's office and he tell you you got 6 months to live, the hip-hop ain't going to help you. You're going to have to fall down on your knees every now and then and say, I need, help me say, the old.
Injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey,
how you doing, man?
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today.
Picket lines and picket signs, punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right on.
Simply cause our hair is long.
Oh, you know we've got to find.
Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it flat and pick it flat. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
Right on.
stranded on the ocean and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me, Jesus. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. Lost my radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the side. Mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from me? Mercy, can't you stand?
Racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this. And it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with a pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
What is the relationship between...
cleaner earth for my child that I'm bringing into the world very soon.
I think it's time for change. I want a better future for my children.
I would like our environment to be safe.
Necesitamos respetar nuestro planeta.
Este es nuestro América. Mi América. Tu América.
This is our America.
Mi America.
My America.
Tu America.
Your America.
La America de los otros.
Oh.
Obama. 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 Obama.
Yeah.
Someone to actually make a difference in my generation.
Obama. 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 Obama.
Yeah.
I would like to see us in a world without fear.
Basically, I just want the war to end. I would like the rest of the world to think highly of our amazing country. I think the thing that inspires me most about Obama is that he really is going to be the president of the United States. You know, he's not going to be the president of the top 10% or the president of the most powerful corporations or the president of the most powerful lobbyists. He's going to be our president. He's going to speak for us because we put him there.
Obama.
Obama brought unity to this country and changing America's face to the world.
Obama, Obama, Obama,
Obama,
Obama, Obama, Obama,
my America, your America, our America.
Na 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 stands for not just black people but all people, and he's almost like a revival for a lot of people's souls. I believe in Barack Obama because he believes in us.
We are the ones we've been waiting for.
Lift your hands and say,
you guys are the last year. This is your chance to be loved.
We can save the world.
We are the ones.
Unto death, God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse, and for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible.
Psalm 91, Psalm 17, Psalm 38. Get ready for overflow. Get ready for God to do something special for you as you open our eyes up. Thank you for listening.
Father, open eyes that we may thank you.
Yes.